Welcome back to It's Giving R&Bs. This is O for Show here with the next episode, episode 5, where we dive right into deep tones with Giveon. I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand, because I'm yours, I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right for me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. One of those verses actually really sound familiar. The voice does really sound familiar. It's kind of giving me this artist called Giveon. Giveon has a vocal range that has been noticed by worldwide fans. And his voice kind of pertains to a very unique, considering how deep and mature his voice is, which is influenced by Frank Sinatra, Barry White, Adele. And all of these artists have a common denominator, which is the depth in their voice and how they can control their voice. And most importantly, tell a story with their voice. And Giveon executes this well, very well, in his songs that I'm going to present to you. Well, who is Giveon? And let's kind of get a background of him, right? So a little brief bio about Giveon. He was born in SoCal, specifically Long Beach, California. And at an early age, he fell in love with music and always caught himself singing at birthdays, at family gatherings, which his mom noticed and encouraged him to pursue his passion in music. He always loved to sing, and when he was around 18, he was enrolled in an education program at the Grammys Museum. And at this program, he learned the history of music and how to begin your craft within music, such as songwriting, how to build a beat, learning about the recording program at Grammys and how that all works. Later, he discovered one of his main inspirations from Frank Sinatra and Barry White. The first song that he listened to from Frank Sinatra was Fly Me to the Moon, which widened his inspiration to make his own sound, which collided both his worlds of singing and the interests of 1960s and 1970s jazz with the mix of Frank Sinatra and Barry White, which he wanted to modernize sound from that to make this sound into his own. Anytime that I have free time, I always roam on the internet, such as all these social media apps, such as TikTok. And a lot of TikTok songs really blow up from there. They get popular, they get trendy, and every TikTok user uses these sounds in their creative content that they're creating to put that on their For You page or my For You page. And this all goes around, which comes back around and gets stuck in my head. So the first time I actually listened to his voice was definitely the first time on Drake's album. So one of Drake's songs called Chicago Freestyle is one of the songs that really introduced Giveon to all of us. And Giveon is amazing in that song. Usually I thought it was a distortion of a voice, and that voice was like auto-tuned in like a slow motion voice. Like I thought it was Drake. But then I like dove deeper into finding who was behind this voice, and it was Giveon. And I loved Giveon's voice. It gave me a different atmosphere and environment and a different type of storytelling that really dove into a lot of emotions, in deep emotions, in depth, and how he pictures and displays his voice in his songs, which really attracted and gravitated my ears towards listening to him even more. Heartbreak Anniversary. So, Heartbreak Anniversary is a really popular song on TikTok, but a very meaningful song. This is the I Got My Heart Broken a Year Ago song. Materials, objects, things that reminded you of someone that got away becomes a memory, right? That you don't want to revisit because it touches very sensitive emotions that may bring you to memories that you shouldn't be thinking of because it was such a long time ago love. The blues take over Giveon on the death of the pieces of his heart on the floor. He's pouring out what he's feeling that should be already gone by now. He's still in denial. And by that time that had passed, he's still stuck on love that has not been there for a while now. This song is very deep. It's deep, creative, and it's structured around imagery. In an interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Music, Giveon discusses the pictures and the imagery that he displays in his music. So the first part of the lyrics are called "Balloons are deflated. I guess they look lifeless like me. Don't want you to get out of my head." So he was kind of picturing like they were celebrating, or he was celebrating, an anniversary that had passed a year ago. And all those anniversary things, objects and materials, were a year old. So this would be picturing flowers that were withered, balloons deflated, stale chocolates. And when he described that, that really gave an age to the love and how long it took him to get over these souvenirs that he kept in this relationship that has been over. And it really tells a lot about a certain person that is going through what they thought would last forever, but it only lasted so much time. Like I Want You. Like I Want You is the song that was based on his best friend's experience, on his past love encounter. This song is structured in like a dialogue-like type of conversation with that certain person. Sometimes I wish this song seems calm at first, like still water with no boats roaming around, but then when you get to the hook of the "like I want you" part, it gets very loud, bold, with life and meaning, like it's a bottle full of emotions and raw feelings poured out when Giveon hits those high notes. And you don't usually expect that from his baritone sound, but he gets up there. The foundation of this song pertains when you have high hopes in love, past relationships, or encounters in time. With the hidden feelings and things left unsaid in that situation, not accepting and being comfortable with denial as someone has moved on, this all complements. This is all complemented by the jazz melodic beats with the percussions and uplifted with strings from electric guitar and bass. I feel like Giveon is confessing that even though he hasn't moved on, he still wants to revisit that memory of loving that specific person. And this all is fantasized and not real, but he yearns for that feeling. The feeling of wanting to give someone love. Wanting to be in love with that person. But clearly, it's not there anymore. See you face to face, I'm thinking about. Still your best. Still Your Best is a song Giveon presents in an egotistical facade serious? Perspective. Are you kidding? It's like he's kind of asshole about someone moving on and finding someone to replace where he was. He plays like he's irreplaceable, but he's not. And he claims being the best she or he has ever had comforts him being replaced. But it's kind of like a coping mechanism for him to pretend that he doesn't care. It's all about the submission and admitting to comfort his pride of him being the best that he or she has ever had. Which is kind of annoying in a way, right? But he executes this so well when he says the lyrics, I don't want your heart, maybe once before, just want to let you know. When he said this, and when I really dissected these lyrics, he's low-key playing games with the tease in what's happening with the song's dialogue. That his sexiness is too hot to handle, but his toxicity is there to give. Okay? I think it just blows my mind, because I've been watching different performances as he performs this song, and it's all giving. I'm here, and I'm gonna let you know that I'm here, even though you don't want me to be here, but I'm gonna let you know that I was the best you've ever had, and I'm comfortable saying that, but I know you miss me. That's what he's giving in the song. But he makes it seem like he's begging to be back with that specific person. Stuck on you. This song is about when your friends can't take your heartbreak anymore because they're just tired of you not moving on when you should be. It is all about the flow of emotions and the acceptance of your own situation that you need to let go and realize the love and care should be somewhere else. It becomes a reveal of embarrassment. Embarrassment as, like, I say this because Giveon gives and paints this perspective of utterly still being in love with the past and how a different place of heartbreak that fights with the acceptance of reality every line he sings in the song. We can all say that every song Giveon executes the emotions of still being stuck and stagnant on what's happened to his heart bleeds through it. You can hear it in the storytelling by his strong, bold voice. He delivers, he executes extraordinarily. And I feel like young people, young students can relate to Giveon, because as you listen to these songs, you can tell that he tells a story, but there's meaning behind it. There's experience that he has felt, and it is in these stories, these stories and these songs. And these songs are very much important to what he's feeling inside, and he pours it all out. The different stages of love, the different stages of being in love, being stuck in love. And that carries out.